So that's second exposure. Now let's move to third exposure tools and third exposure elements or pieces of the puzzle that we have available to us. When we share the program, that third exposure, remember, is sharing the program. Well, if we are building the business locally, in other words, we have a local prospect, we can use the PowerPoint or the DVD as a way of sharing the program. Now, on the upcoming CDs, I'll show various locations and places to do that, but we can use these at a home meeting. We could use the DVD or the PowerPoint. Again, we could use these at a home meeting or a one-on-one meeting. What's that? Well, that's when we would meet somebody, maybe at a coffee shop, maybe at Starbucks. We sit down with them and we just go over the PowerPoint with them. Maybe we could meet them at their office. So that could be a one-on-one meeting. It also could be a two-on-one meeting, meaning with you, the prospect, and your sponsor or a member of your upline. That's called two-on-one. We call this majority sponsoring, and it's very, very effective. It's when you have a prospect, that prospect has listened to the intro CD, they've listened to your Wish Your Command, you're now sharing the program, and you may say, hey, this person that I work with, great guy or great lady, what we'd like to do is meet with you tomorrow. If you have any time, maybe after work, we could meet with you and sit down and kind of share the program with you. By having your sponsor there or your upline there, it gives an entirely different dynamic. Now, make sure that you let them know that somebody's coming to meet them. Make sure you let that person know. Make sure that you edify them. Say, you know, this is a really nice person. I'd love you to meet them. But this majority sponsoring is very effective for multiple reasons. And it's not to overcrowd, to convince, to intimidate, or to force the prospect into anything. It's just very, very effective because now you have the vibration or the energy of two people who are in the business, who are building the business with one prospect. And the prospect picks up the energy of that vibration. The prospect now sees that you have support. That's another key part, that you have support. And if they join the business, that they're going to have support. So this majority sponsoring or two-on-one meeting is very, very effective and it has multiple dynamics to it. But either way, we use the PowerPoint presentation or the DVD as a third exposure tool. Now we'll move on to sharing the program long distance. We can use the video presentation on the Global Information Network website. And then obviously the written words that are on the website explaining the membership benefits. We can use the membership overview call as a way of sharing the program. We can send our long-distance prospects to a membership overview meeting if there's one in their area, one in their region. After we've shared the program, we could use a fourth exposure tool, although really this is part of following up and following through. After we've shared the program, we've answered questions, we've overcome objections, we would then use the product Your Next Move. The first night pack is another way it could be referred to. And that's really the main follow-up tool after sharing the program. Your Next Move is a vital part of duplicating your business. It shows the prospect multiple things about the Global Information Network. Number one, that we have professional tools. We're a professional organization. Number two, it gives them information for them to make an educated decision to join GIN. I'll say that again. It gives them information for them to make an educated decision to join GIN. Three, it answers the biggest question of all that I keep referring to, that I keep referencing, I can do this. If we're using the tools to bring people into the business, their unconscious mind keeps telling them, I can do this. At this follow-up stage is where we start to cross-use some of the tools. Let's say, for instance, that you had shared the program locally with someone and that you had used the PowerPoint to share the program, and the prospect just wasn't sure.